Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All bodies can benefit from exercise, so why wouldn't all minds as well? Helping us buff up our emotions is the guy we call a personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Steepers, and you've got some interesting stats on apologies.
Okay, so we're all human, we all make mistakes, and we all have to make amends for that or try to apologise. There's been some really public ones recently. Tiger Woods in the press conference that he had, our ex-Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, and the apologies for the stolen generation, and even the CEO of BP apologising for his bad apology. We all make mistakes. We're going to need to apologise at certain points. Some recent research has found that women actually apologise more than men, but the research also kind of went on to describe how that actually depends on the offender's rating of their behaviour. And what the research found was actually that while women seem to apologise more than men, when women and men agreed on a certain type of offending behaviour, then they would both apologise. But men are actually much more less likely to recognise their behaviour as being offensive, and therefore less likely to actually try and make amends for that and apologise. Some more recent research from the University of Maryland has actually looked at what makes an effective apology and found that the success of an apology actually is based on the worldview of the person receiving it, the person that's been wronged. And they found that apologies fell into three types: compensation, empathy, or the acknowledgement of violated rights or norms. So a compensation apology is where, okay, I broke your cup, I'm sorry about that, I will buy you a new one. An empathy-based apology is where you hit on the feelings of the person that's been wronged and may apologise for saying, okay, I'm sorry I didn't ask to borrow your cup, you must feel that you can no longer trust me. And the acknowledgement of violated rules or norms is an apology where the person acknowledges that their behaviour transcended or went beyond a kind of a group of agreed rules. So I'm sorry I lied about taking your cup. That broke our family house rule about honesty. And the success of these apologies was actually based on the values of the receiver and how they see themselves. So people that see themselves as more individualistic are much more likely to be able to receive and have effectively receive a compensation-based apology. People that are more likely to see themselves in relation to other people are much more likely to receive an empathy-based apology. And people that see themselves in relation to their family, their organisation or community, are much more likely to effectively receive an apology based on those norms. So what's the message? How can we take this information and turn it into a mind game that we can all play? Consider the audience. When you've done something wrong and you can acknowledge that yourself and you want to apologise for it, consider the audience, which is the victim or the receiver of the apology. Ask yourself, how will this apology come across to them? How will they hear this? And if you do this, I think you actually are going to make a much more truer or authentic apology because you've really considered not only your behaviour, but the impact on the other person and their worldview. And if worst comes to worst and you don't know how to apologise, consider a multiple component. Consider a triple banger and apologise for all three. So that might look like combining those three elements: compensation, empathy, and the acknowledgement of the violated norms. I'm sorry I broke your cup, let me replace it. I didn't ask, and I'm sure that has meant that it's difficult for you to trust me, and I'm really sorry that I lied about it as well because that broke our family rule of honesty. So have a think about that this week. Apologise to someone and try and make it as effective as possible, and have fun playing mind games. See you next week.